I just can't help believing 1971 was the year it got to number six in the chart. It did. For Elvis Presley. Had to play some Elvis Presley, didn't I, in my last programme? They'll be expecting me to play some Beatles, no doubt, on the programme. Well, we've already had them at about 20 past six this morning. We had some Beatles. If you're expecting some Beatles between now and ten, I'm afraid you're going to be disappointed. Thank you very much indeed to Rita Jones of Panthill in Crouse for the letter and her good wishes too. I will never forget the day, Rita, when you won the microwave on the programme. This is about 2 years ago, and I presented it to you in our reception, and they took your picture in the press, and I hope it's still working fine. I'll be popping round for lunch later on today. No, I won't really, but I hope it's working fine. To Connie Jones in Avonmouth, thank you very much indeed for your card, and also to Yvonne Ackerley and Daisy Hunt. They wrote in from Ashton. Now, who else have we got here? We've got loads of other people. We've got Sandra Malpas, who entered the Listen and Win competition just about every week, and she's written in from Doddleston, sent me a card. You have a new job, it says, and some big yellow stars, and they're smashing. Thanks very much indeed. And Margaret Parry of Gildon Sutton, she sent me a card. And as you know, Margaret is a huge fan of Barry Manilow, and she couldn't resist sticking another picture of Barry Manilow on the card. I'll put the card up. I might just have to peel off the picture of Barry Manilow, otherwise the other folk in the house won't allow it. You know, it's been great, actually, over the years, and doing this Saturday show has been one of the nicest things because, and this is scientifically proven by audience research, this programme, the Saturday Morning Show, has always had one of the very biggest audiences on the whole radio station. Over the years, we've always had one of the biggest audiences. Not too many people listening at 6 o'clock, but usually by about now, things have well and truly built up and most people are tuned in. And very enjoyable it has been to know that the programme has been so well received. So if you've been listening over the years, or even over the past few weeks, thank you very much indeed. I must say, today, I think I've probably got the largest audience I've ever had of those people who actually work here, all my colleagues. I should imagine I've got more of my colleagues listening to me this Saturday morning from the final hour than I've ever had in the whole nearly 4 years. And I wouldn't mind betting it's because they think I'm going to say something naughty. What with the managing director across the Atlantic in the States, the programme director still asleep in bed, they think I'm going to say something naughty. I suppose you could say anything can happen in the next half hour. Yes, I used to watch Stingray 2.
It's the biggest